Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Yes, yes, yes. Hey, hey, hey. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you so much, wonderful grandson Isaiah, for always introducing this show and getting us started off right. You know, I just love it as you share information with people about coming to this show. Well, today's title of the show is The Ideal Home-Based Business. Yes, we're going to talk about the ideal home-based business today. Before I get into the ideal home-based business, you know, first we're going to talk about, you know, business mindset, business development, and a couple points and some things that, you know, you need to have the right kind of mindset. You're going to talk about going into business for yourself. But, you know, and we're going to share with you today a business that you can do in your pajamas. You heard me right. Yeah, a business that you can do in your pajamas. But first you got to have the right kind of mindset and attitude, you know. And it all starts with taking life very serious, you know. Too often, we don't take things serious. And so, you know, I have people at times that tell me about they want to earn extra money, they want to go in business for themselves. I give it a look, see. I give it a try. But they don't want to stick to an action plan, you know. And fast as you get them on a plan and give them a step-by-step process, they want to change it. And so let me say something real quick here as we get started on this today, because I want to cover these points first before I even share with you the business that you can do in your pajamas. Because if your attitude ain't right, I don't care what it is, you ain't going to do it. See, and if you're going to tell somebody when they say go right, no, I want to go left, it ain't going to work. And, you know, so one thing about any of this is that if you want to win in life, you got to be coachable. And a person told me a long time ago, if you want to earn $1 million, get with a millionaire and let them mentor you. And don't try to tell them, well, no, I don't think that'll work. See, they didn't earn $1 million. You haven't. Okay, well, that said, let's get into this attitude thing. Attitude, as I said, you know, before, will probably be the single most important factor in your business success. What is the proper attitude one needs to make it through all the changes one has to go through to achieve success? My answer is that there's no one attitude, but a whole set of interrelated attitudes, some but not all of the right attitudes are to follow. First, make up your mind that you're going to find out pretty quick what you want out of life. Most of us don't know what we want out of life, so it makes it a lot easier for us to accept all the BS that people throw our way. This must change. See, the first thing about this attitude thing, you got to know what you want out of life. So, you know, I mean, even though we're going to share with you today a business that you can work in your pajamas, and it's a lot of fun. But if you don't know what you want out of life, I don't care what I share with you. It ain't going to make sense. You ain't going to do it. So you need to know what you want. You've got to determine what you want to accomplish. What is it going to cost, and is it worth it? Once you match your goal with the cost and it seems to be worth it, then go for it. Just like we shared with this today, which, you know, the people that invited you to this call. I want to thank a lot of people out there that invited people to listen to this show today, because they want to share something special with you. You know, somebody invited you to this. They're thinking a lot about you. They, you know, they've heard you probably mumble, grumble, and complain about, you know, running out of money before you run out of month. You know what that's like, you know. Your money's gone, and the month's still, you still got bills coming. And you've been saying you need to, you know, earn some extra money. And, you know, people have been trying to get you to take a look at something. But, again, because you don't know what you want out of life, you ain't looked at nothing. So it's time to get serious. Number two, adopt the attitude that you are building or working on something that will last till after you are gone. See, in the quest of what we want to do, whatever it is you want out of this life, you will hit occasional stone walls that will make it seem an impossible barrier to your success. This will be a test of your faith, drive, endurance, and guts, or whatever you know want to call it. You know, and you'll be asked, is it all worth it? If what you're trying to do will die when you die, then you may have serious doubts if it's all worth the effort, pain, and sacrifice. But if what you're seeking to do to build will last and benefit others, such as your children, your church, or your community after you're gone, you will find a way to get around that stone wall, to leave a piece of land, a secure home, a life-supporting business, as well as a reputation, an example of strength and independence for others. That, my friend, is something. The attitude is not getting over, getting by, but building, building and leaving behind. So again, you know, you probably said, well, I thought you were going to talk about the ideal business that you can do in your pajamas. Yes, I'm going to get to that point. But in order to get to that point, first, you got to make sure you have the right attitude, because if I share whatever I share with you this morning, and the people that invited you to this, whatever they share with you, if you don't have an attitude of gratitude, you know, you just look at it and say, that's why you got to know what you want out of life. Number three, this is an important one. See, this is very, very important. Adopt the attitude that life is a numbers game. I can think of no human enterprise, especially the kind that are competitive, where numbers are not what really separates the winners from the losers. All of our lives, we play numbers games. We apply for 10 jobs so we can get one. We apply to 10 colleges so we can get accepted by two or three. We shop at several stores, but we'll buy one product in one store. Why is it important to adopt the attitude that life is a game of numbers? Because that is what will make us persevere and continue onward after early failures. We reach quality through examination of quantity. We achieve confidence after we have survived and withstood failures in the test of time. Many success stories will tell you never, ever give up. Persevere. Don't give up. I think it makes more sense to simply say that you have to adopt the attitude that everything is tied to the numbers game. That's right. Let me share with you about a business today that you can do from home in your pajamas. You're going to keep hearing me repeat that. You might not want it to seem so easy. You know, you just lay home in your pajamas like you normally do, watching TV and, you know, other stuff. You know, you still work, but you can do it in your pajamas, laying home. And we're going to tell you the tools and things you need and how you can really do all of that. And then this last attitude piece is this. Adopt the attitude of persevering discussion. Persuasive discussion. You know, you got to have... You got to adopt the attitude to be persuasive in your discussion with people. There's an old saying that nothing happens until there's a sale. You may or may not believe the business and the dollar bill is tied to everything. I don't know. But you will have to admit that all of us from time to time engage in the art of persuasive discussion. Persuasive discussion is a conversation where one party is trying to convince another party of a fact, an idea, or product, which the listening party is slow, hesitant, and resistant to accept. Today, when I share with you about how you can stay home and work in your pajamas, I'm going to be participating in persuasive discussion. I'm going to share you with some facts, some ideas, and a product. Some of you are going to be slow and hesitant or resistant to accepting it. But others are going to say, wow, I see it. It could be children being persuaded to eat their food, or a woman being asked to go out on a date, two fellas, or a politician being encouraged to sign a bill. Everyone at one time or another is selling, pushing, advocating, stressing, persuading an idea or product to be accepted or understood one way rather than another. In that sense, we are all salespeople. So don't let the word sales get you. See what we just said? Persuasive discussion. We're all salespeople, and we need to take advantage of our time. And the reason we need to take advantage of our time, we'll share a little quick, short poem with you about the importance of understanding our time, and then I'm going to give you what you came to this radio show to hear today, and that is how to work from home in your pajamas in the ideal home-based business. Hey, this is from the late Dr. Elijah Benjamin Mays, who was a master instructor and also chairman emeritus at Morehouse College. And he has this saying, it goes like this, and I want you to really think about it because it's so important that we understand our time and taking advantage of our time. He says, I only have just a minute, only 60 seconds in it. Forced upon me, can't refuse it, didn't seek it, didn't choose it, but it's up to me to use it. I must suffer if I lose it, give it count if I abuse it. Just a tiny little minute, but eternity is in it. See, it only takes a minute, as Mr. Willie Jolly says in his book, it only takes a minute to change your life, change your mind. And, you know, so it only takes a minute for you to understand what we want to share with you today. And once you get it, you can change your mind and the way you do things. Well, what is the ideal home-based business? Well, the ideal home-based business is being able to work at home using your computer, your cell phone, your landline phone, and you can be on the road with your cell phone, with your computer, as long as you got internet access. And, hey, like I said, you can be at your home in your pajamas, or you can be in a hotel room in your pajamas. So go ahead and work in your pajamas. Hey, you know, and the reason I use that thing is because, you know, a lot of us are looking for ways to be able to do stuff where we can stay at home. And there's nothing wrong with doing that. Owning your home business has never been simpler. With YTV's travel program, you'll find millions of dollars of live inventory right at your fingertips. All you have to do is refer friends, family, customers, and clients to your website as you work from the comfort of your own home. Yes, we're going to get you involved here in the travel industry. When you say the travel industry, what's so unique about the travel industry? Think about it. According to the World Factbook, the amount of internet users in the U.S. alone is 245 million people. And they're becoming more and more comfortable shopping online every day. In the most recent U.S. census data, total online retail sales accounted for $142 billion in the U.S. That doesn't include online travel still, which accounted for an additional $99 billion in 2010. Furthermore, e-marketer projects that U.S. online travel sales will increase 8.5% in 2011, which means that's already in half, to $107 billion just in the U.S. alone is that's increased. And you probably say, well, you know, wait a minute, again, travel, you're throwing out some large numbers there. Here's some facts that you need to understand. Travel industry facts. Travel is a $7 trillion worldwide industry. And, you know, hey, it has increased from that last figure I gave to $1.8 trillion in the United States. It's the number one U.S. export. And nearly 50% of home-based travel agencies have sales of $25,000 to $250,000 annually. And that source comes from U.S. Travel Association and Travel Week. So, hey, first thing you need to look at when you think about a business is their market. Yes, there's a market. And what happened is this. Travel went from brick and mortar to, we say, click and order. Now, when we say brick and mortar, what do we mean? Well, it used to be a time when people traditionally went into a travel agent's office, you know, and book their vacation and plan all of that. What do people do now? They go online and they shop online. They book their travel online. Now, let me share another little fascinating feature with you here. For people that earn $25,000 in travel commissions in a calendar year with our company, and this is a great benefit for those of you that want to stay at home and work, you receive free health insurance and life insurance benefits. And when I say free health insurance, you know, President just recently fought for, you know, what people call Obamacare. I mean, but it's not like Obama is the one that's going to actually be insuring you. I don't know why people keep wanting to, you know, put that on him like that. But, you know, he fought for, you know, to come up with some type of health insurance for people, with, because the majority of people in this country have no health insurance. Well, with our company, you get free health insurance even if you have a pre-existing condition when you earn $25,000 in travel commissions in a calendar year with our company. And we teach you how to do that because we provide all the in-house training and everything else. Let me give you a few more other facts. Home-based business facts. A new home-based business opens every 11 seconds. You know what I said? Every 11 seconds, a new home-based business opens up. $427 billion in the U.S. alone is generated in home-based business revenue. And there are tax advantages to having a home-based business. Yes, tax advantages. You probably say, well, what are the tax advantages? Well, hey, here's some of the things that you need to know. Home-based business is the best tax strategy ever. I want you to Google when you get a chance. Write this person's name down, Sandy Botkin, B-O-T-K-I-N. Sandy, S-A-N-D-Y, Botkin, B-O-T-K-I-N. So you got that, Google that name down. Write that name down. Google it after the show, or some of you, if you're in front of your computer now while you're listening, you can do it. He's a retired IRS attorney. Works for the IRS. He has a statement. He says, you have to be brain dead not to have a home-based business. Why? Why? Because Congress allows home-based business to have expenses that are tax deductible, which means people who start these businesses are no different from you. When you start your own home-based business, you become eligible to take all of the same kind of deductions available to big corporations, the same deductions that will allow you to decrease the amount of taxes that you pay. See, there's two tax systems in the country. I know some of you say, oh, yeah, I know, yeah. One for the rich and one for the poor. No, one for employees and one for business owners. So when you have a home-based business, you are now a business owner, and there are tax advantages for you. I'm also a licensed, registered tax professional, and, you know, I help people with understanding those tax advantages. And if you'd like to, you know a little bit more about them, you can go to my website, which is www.theTaxHelper.weebly.com. I'll repeat that one more time in case you was trying to write that down. That is www.theTaxHelper.weebly.com. If you go there, you can read some valuable information that shares with you about the importance of having a home-based business and taking advantage of the tax rate. And let me get back to this home-based business that we're talking about, that you can work from home in your PJs. Yeah, you say, okay, well, I know if I'm going to get involved in this business, it's going to cost me something. Yes, you know, it will. But let me tell you some things about what other people saw before I even share with you the cost factor. You heard of Expedia. Well, the person that purchased Expedia, they paid $5.5 billion when they bought it from, guess who they bought it from? When they bought it from Bill Gates. They paid $5.5 billion because they saw that travel was going on the Internet. That travel was going online. And, you know, hey, they paid $5.5 billion to do the same thing you can do from home. And I know you say, well, wow, if they paid $5.5 billion, I guess you're going to ask me for $1 million or something. No, we ain't going to go that high on you. Hey, another person, you know, and y'all have heard this person's name, Donald Trump. Well, hey, Mr. Trump, he has a travel program that people can get involved in and work from home and do online travel marketing and sales. And this costs you a cool $25,000 to sign up with, you know, with Mr. Trump. American Express has a home-based business travel piece that you can do. And I believe theirs is somewhere between either $9,000 to $5,000 to sign up. And he said, well, you know, man, well, that's some steep figures you're throwing out there to be able to work from home. At that kind of money, I wouldn't even need to work from home. You know, yeah, I guess you're right. You're right. Well, let me tell you something. See, with our company, for a minimal investment of $199, you can take advantage of a market that is prime and ready for tremendous growth. You earn commissions every time someone books on your site. Plus, the harder you work and more productive you become, you'll have the opportunity to earn even higher commissions, anywhere from 60 to 80% of the vendor commissions that is made in on the travel industry now. Not what the people pay, but just think of vendor commissions as the markup. You can earn 60 to 80% of that. You also can develop, and some of you have heard of affiliate marketing. Yes, you can have affiliates. You can go out and, you know, you can have people who basically as an affiliate, you encourage them to shop and book travel off your site, because not only you get a travel site, you get a state-of-the-art e-commerce mall without walls, a mall without walls with over 800 stores that people have heard of, Walmart, Office Depot, Home Depot, hey, Staples, Sears, Best Buy, Netflix. Can you hear that? You know, Netflix, you know, people to get their movies and watch them at home. Well, with all of this, every time they take and go on and they make a purchase, they'll get 30% of the vendor commission and their product. Not just the product. See, right now, when they go shopping online, they get their product, they get their receipt, but they don't get paid. But being your affiliate, wow, they will actually earn commissions by doing something that they was going to do anyway. And because you introduce it to them and they're one of your loyal customers, you'll get a matching check, a matching commission check every time they go on there. Now, we have a $50 a month maintenance fee to help keep your website up, but we have an amazing program because we have amazing leadership and we have amazing company, our founders. You know, hey, they've been around, they've been testing, and they love people so much, and they're working on a goal of creating 10,000 millionaires. Well, hey, that's a topic for another show. You know, don't have time to go into the depths of that right now. But, you know, they love people so much that when you refer three people, you can join what's called the Three and Free Club. When you refer three people who also become interested in taking advantage of this tremendous work-at-home marketing opportunity where you can work in your pajamas, you don't have to pay that $50 a month web hosting fee. See, because we're expanding. I want you to think about it like this. See, Bill Gates got with a group of people and he said the following. He said, one day, the majority of people in the world are going to have a computer in their house. He wasn't even thinking about laptops then when he first came out with his concept. You're just thinking about computers. He said, we're going to have an operating system for those computers. Now what do you see? Every computer you go to, the majority of computers you go to, what's on? Windows. And, you know, hey, he had to go through some challenges because not only did he have Windows at one time on there, Microsoft Office came standard. It made him separate the hardware from the software. You know, but most people, you know, they still went on and, hey, they get Microsoft Office, loaded onto their computer. He made a fortune. Well, hey, our company is moving towards that fortune club and that fortune world also because, see, this state-of-the-art booking engine is, hey, one of a kind. Because not only do we have travel, so we have sports tickets, like people going to see the Jacksons on tour, and they're having a hard time finding tickets. But they can buy them off of your sites, which means at home, working from the comfort of your home, people need tickets. Hey, you got your own very own, you know, ticket master site on your website, and you can get those hard-to-get tickets for people and get paid a commission off of them going to do something they was going to go do anyway. So, hey, you know, this is great. And like I said, the majority of people at a certain point in time, I'm going to have this website. The thing is, you can get involved now, have your own, share with others, and grow with our company and make money at the same time. Remember how AOL, when they first came out, they used to give away free AOL discs. I mean, I still know people that got AOL emails. You know, I mean, I remember I had one. I got customized email now. But I remember, you know, hey, they had and they kept. And AOL is loyal customers that have kept AOL over all of these years. Wow. excuse me there. And so it's very, very important that you understand this format. Now, besides being able to book things online, you'd be able to do what we call group bookings. In fact, 34% of adults in the United States, or just under 72 million, have traveled to a family reunion in the past 3 years. That's just one type of group travel. See, so, you know, when you're able to do that, you're able to make megabucks. You heard me right, megabucks doing group bookings for people, family reunions. Destination weddings. A lot of people like going to the islands and getting married, going to Hawaii, other places. You can do all of that off of your site. So, hey, we shared with you how you can work from home today and get involved in one of the fastest growing home-based business industries, which is working at home with e-travel and e-commerce. Business, and if anybody got any closing questions or whatever, what you can do is you can text me. We got about 4 minutes left. You can text me at 252-406-0774, and I will answer your question. Again, if you want to, you have a question as we're wrapping up, you can text me at 252-406-0774. I'll repeat that again for those who's trying to write it down. You know, so feel free to shoot me a text and I'll, you know, answer your question for you. And again, you need to thank the person that invited you to tune in and listen to this and, you know, get your questions answered. You know, if you got a question here that I can answer today, you know, text me at 252-406-0774. I'll be more than happy to address that question. If you can't think of a question right now, if it comes to you later after listening to the show, make sure you get back to the person that invited you to this special program today so that you can learn how to get involved, be able to work from home in the comfort of your pajamas. Okay, while waiting to see if any questions come in, I want to share with you two more concepts as we're winding down here, and that is the importance of taking and developing your vision. Make sure you develop your vision. You know what you want, as I said earlier, and understand your own motivation plan and develop the ability to program yourself. You got to have a vision, you got to motivate yourself, and you got to program yourself. And if you need help in that area, again, hey, text me. We have a mentoring program that helps people with that. So that, you know, that you can avoid those pitfalls and challenges that so many people will face from just, you know, the work world. The work world, you know, understand, you know, hey, you know, the majority of us, you know, hey, we have to start with a job. And, you know, and after a while we decide we want to work our way off of that job. That's cool. But the job defines for you what to do. Working for yourself, you have to define what you're going to do. And so, remember, you got to motivate yourself. You got to, you know, have a vision that you have developed, and you got to program yourself. And if you do that, you'll be successful in any endeavor that you take on. All right. Hey, this has been Bob Jackie here on Home Based Business 101. I'm going to close out again with Dr. Elijah Benjamin May's poem because, see, it only takes a minute for you to change your life, as Mr. Willie Jolly says all the time. And I want you to think about this all day long. See, because if you don't, you're not going to make the change that you need to do. Remember the saying, I only have a minute, just a minute. I only have a minute, just a minute. Only 60 seconds in it, forced upon me, can't refuse it. didn't seek it, didn't choose it, but it's up to me to use it. I must suffer if I lose it, give account if I abuse it. Just a tiny little minute, but eternity is in it. Eternity, eternity. Make a decision today to change your life. And as Willie Jolly says, it only takes a minute to change your life. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in, and may you have a wonderful day. And those of you that are in the areas where the excessive heat wave is going on, make sure you stay in a cool spot today, drink plenty of water, and, you know, hey, God bless you. Love you. Thank you for tuning in.